to throw in a couple questions from the docs in practice. First, George, from Dr. Michael Schwartz in Miami Beach. Should polymorphisms for tamoxifen metabolism be tested in a non-protocol situation? And if so, would it influence your choice of therapy?
So the standard polymorphism that one might check would be CYP2D6. Right. And actually, based on work done in COBRA, and I will say as part of the COBRA consortium that our group does not routinely recommend doing CYP2D6 measurement. We feel that the data is provocative, it's fascinating, it has a certain good biological rationale to it, but it's lacking the sort of large database conclusive evidence that we'd like to see. Now, that data hopefully will be available in the not-too-distant future.
Another question from Dr. Ken Hoffman, Paul, and a couple people actually asked this. Any real difference in clinical efficacy between the three AIs?
We don't know. The indirect evidence is they look very similar, but we have two really important prospective clinical trials going on. One is called the FACE trial, which is a trial exploring the differences in potency between two imidazoles, as Dan referred to. And that's the letrozole versus anastrozole, 4,500 women's trial that's fully accrued. We have the MA27 trial, which is exploring the class effect differences. And we have a steroid of exemestane versus anastrozole. We'll have the results within a couple of years, I think.